The EPL over the weekend, there were some interesting results. Joining us on the line is our football expert. Good morning, Robbie Slater.
Yep, good morning, boys. And yes, Laurie, I'm sure you followed it very, very closely.
I did, mate, and I followed Liverpool smashing Wolverhampton
Liverpool.
3-0.
Yeah, well, that wasn't Wolverhampton, that was Southampton.
Oh, Southampton, was it?
Yeah,
there you go.
No, you just got confused with Wolves frustrating Manchester United.
Oh, that day, yeah, that's right. They played South, and yeah. Wolverhampton played Man U in the 1-1 draw.
That's right.
That's
so,
exactly.
Liverpool, yeah, now top all on their own, with Chelsea dropping points at West Ham. So, yeah, the perfect start to the season, which was predicted by many with the signings they've made over the off season, and of course the front three they had from last season. Salah is well, he finally got a goal. He was top goal scorer last season, but they've got goals coming from everywhere, as has Manchester City with five at Cardiff.
But we've still got Liverpool on top all by themselves now, Robbie. They are six from six.
Yes. Yeah, look, whichever way you look at it, it's an incredible start, and the stats will show you over the years that when you do make a start like this, you will go very, very close to winning the title. So, but Manchester City, who had dropped only 2 points, and that was against Wolves, who frustrated the other Manchester side, United, as well, with a 1-1 draw. They are looking, I think most experts said before the season kicked off that it was Manchester City or Liverpool, and it's certainly proving to be the case, although, Chelsea, only a draw, but Arsenal going along quite nicely after a difficult start as well. But certainly Liverpool and Manchester City, look to both have the teams, the firepower, but also the defence, not conceding any goals at all on the weekend to really challenge for the title. So, yeah, it's all good for Liverpool, but they have not won the English Premier League in the Premier League era. So, as a Liverpool fan, you've got to be very wary of getting too carried away because it's happened before. But certainly, this is a very, very good side that Klopp's put together.
A question without notice, and you might know the answer, though, Rob.
He'll know.
Their best start. What is their best start to a season, Liverpool?
Oh, well, I don't know. You kind of have questions without notice
Right. But when was the last time they would have won six in a row to start?
Well, I'll venture to say that they have never in the Premier League era gone out and won the first six.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Because we said, I think it was last week, that both Chelsea and Liverpool, it was the first time in 132 years that two teams had gone five. But I'm pretty sure that Liverpool have never won six in the Premier League era. No doubt the Wolf is listening, and he'll be right into that big book of his to check out the stats. He will know this, and I venture that tomorrow morning he might just give you the answer.
Look, to me, Robbie, Watford are the big surprise packets. What have they got what's making them so competitive at the moment?
They've got some good players. Deeney, that Pereira's made a great start, the new signing, scoring goals. But, yeah, they drew on the weekend. So look, they're just a good solid side. They're not going to do what Leicester did. They won't finish in the top four. In fact, I don't think they won't finish in the top six.
Okay.
But, for Watford, they've got slightly bigger goals than avoiding relegation. But, mid-table for Watford. They're just making a good start. And, Watford are a side that historically can get into a relegation battle. So they'll just be enjoying life in the position they're in at the moment.
Chelsea would have been disappointed with a draw against West Ham, 0-0.
Yeah, of course. Looking to keep their perfect start going. But West Ham, with their first win last week, just getting a bit better. It was a game that could have gone either way. Chelsea had quite a few chances. But, this was a good result for West Ham to not lose to a Chelsea side that had won five in a row and confirmed that they're on the right track after their first win last week.
Cristiano Ronaldo, mate, he's smiling again after that terrible red card. Yeah,
the tears of the red card.
Yeah.
Yes, Cristiano got himself a goal. It wasn't the greatest goal he's ever scored. Far from it, but a goal, and he was back in the action, probably their best player. So he had a good weekend for Juventus, who won 2-0.
And on the local front, the Wanderers...
Is this another question without notes?
No. It's a question that you should know, Robbie. You should be on top of this one. A-League Wanderers winning over the Wellington Phoenix in pre-season.
Yeah, well, that's no surprise. Wellington don't travel well. And Wanderers are looking good. Of course, they won their quarter-final against Melbourne City in the FFA Cup last week. We've got FFA Cup action again. Laurie, as you would know, on Wednesday night, I'll be in studio for that. Looking forward to it. But, Wanderers and their new coach, the German, Babel.
That's his name.
Yeah, I know it's his name. Marcus Babel.
Marcus Babel, famous. He's quite famous. Played for Liverpool. Played for Germany. And, so they're travelling along quite well in pre-season. But the FFA Cup's where it's all at on Wednesday evening.
You're a good man. Thank you, Robbie.
Go to Wolf.